On Friday, the President's Review Group on Intelligence and Communications Technology submitted its report to the President. Over the next several weeks, we will be reviewing the review group's report and its more than 40 recommendations as we consider the path forward.
That's the voice of Jay Carney talking about, of course, the NSA reviewing the review. However, in the meantime, a judge steals the moment when it comes to the NSA because a judge is ruling that those phone record collections, basically the metadata dump is what it is, that the dump is unlawful. How about that? So this is one judge. There still would be a long way to go, but bravo to U.S. District Judge Richard Leon, who in D.C. wrote that the government's program likely violated our rights to be free of unreasonable searches. And it's interesting what he said. He said, I can't imagine a more indiscriminate an arbitrary invasion than this systematic and high-tech collection and retention of personal data on virtually every single citizen. So how about that? So the judge ordered the suspension of the collection of the data on two phone company customers who sued the administration. This is a first. This is a big blow. A huge blow to the administration and the NSA, certainly. To give you more specifics on it, here right from the get-go, the U.S. Department of Justice was reviewing the ruling, so they didn't want to really say much about it. They say they believe the program is constitutional, as previous judges have found, and that's it. That's all they're saying. The NSA supposedly tracks billions of cell phones every single day. All this has come to light because of Ed Snowden, who was a subcontractor for the NSA and took off with the information, scraping the information, and then releasing it to The Guardian and the Washington Post and a few other places as well when he went to Hong Kong and then ultimately got asylum in Russia. What happens with Ed Snowden, we still don't know, other than the folks at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue say there's no way he would get amnesty, that he's a felon, and he stole classified information. So whether he gave the information back or not, it's too late. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So the specifics of this, it was, you have to go back to the beginning of the summer. And The Guardian reported that, this was in June, that a U.S. surveillance court had secretly approved the collection of millions of raw daily phone records, the length of calls, the numbers that were dialed. The data collection didn't include actual conversations, right? So all of this, more of this came out through the contractor, Ed Snowden, with part of those leaks. And a lot of civil liberties folks have said, look, this is an intrusion on our privacy, and I agree. So they sued to end it. And the government says that the ability to search this information goes back 7 years. It's critical to fighting groups like Al-Qaeda. But the judge said, no, I'm skeptical of that, because you can't even produce a single instance where the bulk collection actually stopped any imminent attack. So I have serious doubts about the metadata collection program as a means of conducting time-sensitive investigations in cases involving imminent threats of terrorism. He says it violates the Constitution. Now, what other judges will say will be interesting to follow this, because this is a game changer. That means the NSA bulk collection program is on cracking ice. It is. Thin, my friends. Thin. And this judge is an appointee of President George W. Bush. He's a Bush guy who wrote this decision. He says the government, in its understandable zeal to protect our homeland, has crafted a counterterrorism program with respect to telephone metadata that strikes the balance based in large part on a 34-year-old Supreme Court precedent, the relevance of which has been eclipsed by technology advances and a cell phone-centric lifestyle. It's inconceivable. Inconceivable. And I think that once this gets kicked up to the Supremes, it's going to take a couple of months, that they're probably going to rule the same thing. It's probably going to be the same thing. And just so you know, because, of course, this all hinges on cases, what were the cases? Larry Klayman is a lawyer who founded Freedom Watch. We've talked to many of the Freedom Watch people before. It's a public interest group. And Charles Strange described in court documents as pretty much the father of a cryptologist who worked for the NSA, was killed in Afghanistan in 2011. He was with some of the Navy SEALs from SEAL Team 6 in the helicopter, and he was getting information for the NSA. So the fact that he suspended his injunction against the program because of the security interests at stake in the case and the novelty of the constitutional issues pending this appeal by the government, wow, speaks volumes. I mean, it speaks volumes. And since this goes all the way back to the beginning of the summer, now it's led us to this, and then ultimately, I betcha, by next June, probably, the Supreme Court has gotten it and they've made a decision. If not, then it would be in the fall. So the White House says not much as far as they're defending the constitutionality of what's being done, and they're defending the fact that they say Snowden might still face charges for stealing the classified info if he came back to the United States, and he has not come back to the United States, and doesn't look like that's in his near future anyway. Other big news at the top of America tonight. Get ready for possibly more snow. It could happen over the weekend in the Midwest. They're talking about the temperatures and the low pressure system coming down from Canada. And you know how that goes. You mix it all up in one pot, and it could spell snow, which means a white Christmas for some. And even if you're in an area where you get a lot of snow in the wintertime, there still is, you sort of get a pass when it comes to the Christmas holidays. Because if you can be indoors somewhere and just relax and enjoy it, it's a whole lot different than if you have to dig yourself out to go somewhere, to go to work, and you have no choice. It's a whole different thing versus relaxing, enjoying it, enjoying the day, and having the snow around you is very cool. That's why the song, White Christmas. Who doesn't deep down really yearn for a white Christmas? So look out for that, because we could see some changes happening by the end of the week. Some of you have already gotten snow, you're already dealing with it, but now there could be a whole bunch more coming your way. We have a whole bunch more coming your way next here on America Tonight, so stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Moving forward, using all my breath, making love to you was never second best.
We talk about e-cigarettes on this show a bunch of times. Different people have called in to smoke e-cigarettes. We've had people on to talk about e-cigarettes, what's the advantage or disadvantage or, you know, anything as far as cigarette use is concerned. And there's no doubt e-cigarette use is on the rise, very, very popular right now. Tying this into a different direction, how often have we talked about New York and the need, it seems, to control what people are doing, whether it's crazy snack tax or, oh, you can't have a big gulp or whatever, thinking that everybody will be slim if they just don't get 64 ounces. Now, New York is set to vote on an e-cig ban. Do you believe it? So how does this make those business owners feel? And what does this say to the people of New York? Jeff Steyer joins us. He's the Director of Risk Analysis for the National Center for Public Policy Research. Jeff, you know, when this first came up, were you, maybe you weren't surprised because you see so much of what's happened in New York. I think it's there is a need to control, and it's dangerous. It's a slippery slope when you start to overregulate. But, and, you know, now we're talking about a potential e-cig ban. How, you know, to you, when you look at this, how critical is it that this doesn't really happen?
Kate, we are fighting this tooth and nail, and all of your listeners in the New York area hopefully will be joining us in this fight to stop the city council, because this is not just, we're not going down the slippery slope. We've hit the bottom on the slippery slope on this one, because this isn't just an annoying thing where they don't let you have a large soda. This is actually harming people. The irony here is that you've got the public health establishment, the so-called public health establishment, actually harming health, because cigarette smoking is a real dangerous health concern. The e-cigarettes, which are not particularly dangerous and are popular among cigarette smokers to help them quit, if the city council moves ahead this week and bans their use where cigarettes are banned, so not only in restaurants and bars and workplaces, but in Central Park, you wouldn't be allowed to use an e-cigarette. If they treat e-cigarettes the same way they treat cigarettes, that would be disastrous for public health, because e-cigarettes are being used today by people who want to quit smoking. They're fantastic public health tools. What the city council doesn't like and what Mayor Bloomberg doesn't like and the nanny staters don't like is that e-cigarettes are a product of private sector profit-driven innovation, not the product of big government telling us how to live. And the problem is it works, and they don't like that because it undermines their basis for their moral authority to tell us how to live.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I guess I just have that same question. Why, of all the things to jump on, and maybe you answered it in what you just said, but it just seems to be there. When you look at the evidence, and you look at the evidence of this of vaping, that there's nothing right now that warrants health concerns by, you know, if workplaces, you mentioned Central Park, outside of restaurants,
beaches,
all that kind of stuff.
Beaches.
Yeah.
Beaches. Out. You can't go to Coney Island and use an e-cigarette if this rule passes. And, you know, I told you what I think the real reason for their feeling so threatened. The argument that they use, and I'm going to try to say it with a straight face. They believe that, number one, it normalizes, that's their language, normalizes cigarette smoking, which is absurd because you're not cigarette smoking. And number two, you know, they think that they've had success in getting people to quit smoking because they've taken away places people can smoke. And what they want to do now is they want to extend the Smoke-Free Air Act, the law that doesn't allow people to smoke in public places, to extend that to e-cigarettes, which is kind of ironic because there's no smoke. There's no first-hand smoke. There's no second-hand smoke. There's no third-hand smoke because there's no smoke. It's vapor. And the danger from cigarette smoking is burning tobacco and inhaling it. It's not from the vapor. It's not from the nicotine in e-cigarettes. Nicotine, while addictive, is not particularly harmful. And the nicotine in e-cigarettes is what makes those products appealing to many cigarette smokers and gets them to quit, which is something that the gum and the patch and cold turkey and taxes and warning labels and bans and regulations have not been able to achieve for so many people.
Yeah, it's one of the arguments, and of course, this is the other thing that they throw up. I've heard this a couple of different times, is in fact, it's almost like trying to compare it to marijuana and other drugs, that it's a gateway deal, that if teenagers, college students, whoever, if they use e-cigarettes, it's going to do the opposite. It's going to push them toward cigarettes. It's going to, regular cigarettes, nicotine. It's going to push them into the habit. But I've never seen anything. I haven't seen any studies, anything
to prove that. That's because the data will not support those claims. If e-cigarettes are a gateway, they're a gateway away from smoking, not towards smoking. And that's why this ban would be so dangerous, because it'll stop people and it'll implicitly send the wrong message, the incorrect message, which is that e-cigarettes, which they want to regulate just like cigarettes, it'll send the message that they're just as dangerous, when in fact they're not. Look, I can't guarantee that they're 100% safe, nor can I guarantee that talking with you on the cell phone is 100% safe. But we do know that e-cigarettes are dramatically, I'm going to repeat it, dramatically less harmful than cigarette smoking. And that's what we're comparing here, because people are switching. And that's what we want to achieve, not block.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned business owners at the top and how some of them are furious. And New York, I was talking to someone the other day about this, that they have people that come into their bar and they have no problem with it. They've had no issue with anyone. They have kind of a pub. No issue with anybody who is eating nothing. Nobody's complaining. Nobody's saying, oh, this is horrific. Because, of course, you don't have the smell, you don't have the smoke,
exactly.
You don't have any of that, which is why it is just so crazy.
I got to share with you quickly a story that really captures the whole mindset here. At the city council hearing last week where I testified on there, 2 weeks ago where I testified about this, and the city council was pushing, and they were both sides were pretty well represented. The pro-ban side argued that one of the reasons we need, the American Heart Association, the American Lung Association, these groups actually are lobbying for the ban which is kind of a third of your working for the Lung Association, you want to get people to quit smoking, but they lobbied for the ban. One of the reasons these groups argue, a central reason they argue, is that we need this ban because it's confusing bar owners and restaurant owners. They don't know how to enforce the Smoke-Free Air Act, and that's why we need the ban. That's what the nonprofit NGO activist group said. Then, and I quoted this in my New York Post op-ed today, then the representative for the restaurant and bars got up and testified, actually, I speak to our members, and we haven't had those concerns. The public health activists are citing concerns that don't exist, and the bars and restaurants actually want to allow the consumers to vape in their bars and restaurants because people want to do that, and it's not disturbing customers, and they don't have to have security for people coming in and going out all the time. This would be a boon to business. It would be a boon to consumers. And I think most importantly, it would be a boon to public health if we allow e-cigarettes to be used in a more inclusive way than cigarettes. We want to push people to be, or at least don't want to get in the way of people using less harmful products. And the government's about to do that. It's sadly ironic.
What do you think is going to happen at this meeting? First of all, I from what I hear, there's going to be an avalanche of people.
Yeah, well, there already have been people coming to testify. The city council is due to vote this week. There is, and you know, this is about what's happening in New York, but other cities and states are trying to do this. The FDA is looking at how they're going to regulate the product. So all eyes this week are on the New York City Council. They're due to vote this week because they go out of session. Many of the members will be out of office. Mayor Bloomberg will be gone, although I'm sure his successor wants to pass something like this. But they only announced this a couple of weeks ago. They're trying to ram it through before the public has an opportunity to be heard because they know it would be unpopular.
Yeah. Oh, it absolutely is so prevalent in New York City, and not just in New York City, like you say, even in a lot of small towns, a lot of nooks and crannies, a lot of places where people are listening. And you know what happens once this starts to, somebody bans it, it starts to become more popular. You're right. There's conversations in other cities about it, and then that could happen. The same thing could happen.
Yeah, and if you've got loved ones in New York City, even if you're not in New York City, if you have loved ones in New York City who smoke, have them call their city council member and say, don't do this. There are unintended consequences you may not be aware of. This will be a bad idea. We have to stop it this week.
Yeah, because if not, then it's too late. And as you said, once they pass, and especially with everybody bailing, because, you know, you make whatever, you pass it, Bloomberg's out, and then who cares, like you say, his successor probably would pick up the same banner, and then it's too late. It's tough to go back. You're not going to have that happen.
Yeah, well, there is a groundswell of opposition, and we're happy to see people standing up for public health rather than big government public health. Private sector-driven solutions.
Yep. Jeff Steyer, Director of Risk Analysis for the National Center for Public Policy Research. We'll keep an eye on that. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Besides after 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. We're never gonna survive.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Boy, I hope you're done your Christmas shopping. If you celebrate Christmas, and you are out there braving those crowds. I know I keep talking about it, but it's so crazy. It is insanity. The mall situation, the strip areas, the box stores. I think that's why people sometimes opt for the gift card or Amazon. I'm not plugging Amazon, but there's a reason why people go to Amazon. Boom, boom, they're done. Isn't that terrible? There's got to be a way where you think about this a little bit sooner instead of going crazy. And speaking of that, Wendy James, coming up in our next hour, talks about the tail end of the next hour, talks about the insanity, the stress, and all of that of the holidays. She's a psychologist. And, I mean, there has to be an easier way to do it. I think it's better planning, but as much as I say that, everybody falls into that category at some point, right? With me, I'd probably, and I do this, but if you pick up stuff for your family sooner, you know, earlier in the year you see something, then you got to remember where you put it. And that's the key thing. Where did you hide the loot? Where'd you hide it? And shame on those people, by the way, who, and this is happening, I think, in a lot of different areas, who are stealing packages off of the front porches of people's homes. I mean, listen, in these trusted neighborhoods, people that are delivering them from wherever, FedEx or UPS or the mailman, they leave them there thinking they're fine. They've signed off on that on the other end. And to have it stolen, oh, that is just lame. Somebody, in some cases, they're stealing stuff and then they're leaving the empty package behind to add insult to injury. Yeah. One person actually mentioned that in an email to me today, so let's check out the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, this one from Freddie, the guy I just mentioned, who says, Kate, I live in a small town in Illinois, and I cannot believe, I know everyone in my neighborhood, I can't believe that somebody actually ripped off a package that was sent to me from L.L. Bean. It was going to be a present for my mom, and somebody pulled it off the porch. There was a couple of things in the order. I called them. I knew it was them because they left the actual box behind. It just had some of the packing stuff in it, and it was ripped wide open. I think that is pretty risque, if you ask me. There's another word I would use here, but this is a radio show. I'm going to have to say, if I could seek revenge on these people, I would. Well, I just set that up, that I knew that this was happening. It's happening in the Dallas area. That, it doesn't mean every house, every neighborhood, but here and there it's happening where people are stealing packages off of someone's stoop where they leave them there and they think that they're okay. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Michael, who says, mind-blowing. Ed Snowden, what a hero. He goes from goat to hero in my book. The NSA can't scramble fast enough to put out the fires that he started. And now this judge says, forget the NSA phone program, and talks about all the information and grants a preliminary injunction. How awesome is that, Kate? What do you think happens? Well, I think it goes all the way to the Supreme Court, because this with something like this, especially, you knew it the second there were challenges. It goes to the Supreme Court, then let's see what they decide. And I think they'll decide it's unconstitutional, but maybe not. Maybe they won't. It'd be interesting to read that decision and as it travels through to see what happens in the next level. I'm going to call it the next round, the next judge round, because it will. It'll end up as a constitutional challenge for sure. And does it make Ed Snowden look better? For some people, yeah, I think it would make him look better. But he's just been dumping tons of information about them. It'd be wild if in the end he did get amnesty, but I don't see that. Definitely the Obama administration is not backing this guy. They're saying he stole information, period. That's it. So they're not going to back anything to do with amnesty for Snowden. And I don't know that you get that from somebody else either in the future, because then that's going against the NSA. Even if they think there's an overreach or say, well, geez, you know, we're looking into this or we're investigating of this bulk collection of the phone records. That's not happening. Got another one here from Harry, who says, so much for the bulk collection program. The problem I have is that now everybody thinks Snowden is so wonderful, but you got to remember he stole secrets, so I can't see how he'll ever step foot back into the United States. Not that I necessarily agree with it. I'm kind of neutral on the whole thing, to tell you the truth, but I can't imagine that the president would wave the magic wand of forgiveness. Do you think so? No, I don't think so. For you just said it. I don't think that they're going to do that at all. At all. I mean, period, end of story, because he took the records, he flew, boom, he flew the coop. They're going to say he agreed, it was classified information. But look at the damage he's done. They've had to redo systems to the tune of millions of dollars. Even General Alexander said that no, they had to change lots of systems. They still know there's more information that could be dumped out and could hurt. All the things that have come out so far already have been damaging to some relationships with some countries and the president. And now the most damaging relationship is all the spying nonsense and the fact that all that information is out there. Now they got to dump the information, or eventually the road to dumping all that information probably will happen at the Supreme Court level, I'm thinking. Not, it's not looking good for the NSA, that's for sure. So here's another one. This one is from Sam, and Sam says, Kate, can't believe that poor girl in Colorado. So sad to actually read the stories. I heard you a little bit on another show, and I went back and read some of the stories, and by all accounts, she was a really well-liked young girl and had absolutely no contact at all with the kid that was holding a grudge against the librarian, and unfortunately, she got in the way of a bullet, and who knows whether she survives it or not. It's got to be a harrowing experience for her family that had to be shocked to get that phone call. Yeah, you betcha. I mean, first of all, it's the typical scene now in America. Oh, no, lockdown, shooting, something's going on, we don't know. And there's not going to be all that information initially. Helicopters overhead, kids running out of the building, scurrying to the school, dropping whatever you were doing to get there as fast as you humanly can to find out if your kid is okay. Because you really don't know. You have no idea. This one is from Gary, who says, Hello, America, tonight. I have to say that if I win the Mega Millions jackpot, because I only knew about it listening to your show, I'll give you and Matt some of the money. I can't tell you what the percentage would be, but tell me where to send the check and I'll send it. I feel that confident about winning. Gary, that means that you feel confident you're going to be struck by lightning. It will actually have an easier chance of being struck by lightning. Could be over $600 million, up to $586 right now. And the odds are definitely not there for you. The odds are against every single one of us taking a chance on the lottery. Hey, someone has to win. Isn't that what the commercial says? But the odds of it happening are not great. I mean, they're not great. Most people are buying a handful of them, and I think it'll be crazy in the next day. And, you know, who knows? Maybe it gets rolled over again and somebody wins an even bigger amount of money. If you get that cash option, boy, that would just be an amazing thing, I got to say. But you have an easier chance of getting struck by lightning. Absolutely. I mean, good luck to anyone who's playing them. I love the fact that you say you would include us in it because we tipped you off to the fact that there was a lottery. So how about that? Bravo. And then finally, this one from Shooter, who says, the judge ruling against the NSA phone snooping is a great thing, Kate. It's a good day in America when a whistleblower like Ed Snowden, who's just been trashed and thrashed by this government, actually is justified, in my opinion, especially now that a judge is backing it up. Let's see what the Supreme say, and if the Supreme Court goes along with the ruling, and it's a major blow to the NSA, don't you think that'll kind of make the idea of amnesty a little easier to swallow? I don't think so. I don't, because clearly they'll say, the Justice Department would say, that he stole classified information. I don't think that they would do the amnesty thing. It'd be shocking if they did. At least the Obama administration, if they did it, I don't see that. And then whoever comes afterwards. Hang with us. We're going to go a little deep here on this final segment of America Tonight. And remember, if you have something to say, send it to us at americatonight.net.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It was all me, the way I was feeling, no selfishness, no none of that. It was the way I felt. I couldn't take it, and I don't want you guys to catch me on the sideline, you know, crying or anything. What I done was absolutely not right. You know, I shouldn't have left. I should have stayed out there, you know, and let the clock, as soon as we hit the field, that's when I should have left. As soon as the game, you know, when I seen everybody walking to the field, I should have left.
He just didn't want to cry. That would be the voice of Dez Bryant, wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys losing their game by just an incredible finish against Green Bay. Hey, everybody, we're hitting that final couple of turns here in this Hour of America tonight. Green Bay beats Dallas 37-36. Green Bay was trailing 26-3 at the halfway point, and they come back and win the game late on Sunday afternoon game. That was our game of the week, our nail the score game. If you just tuned in, nobody nailed the score, not even close. Most of the people who played picked the Cowboys, including me, but nobody was even close to the score anyway. For anybody who picked Green Bay, only two people in all picked Green Bay. So we'll do it again. You know, we only have a couple of games left. We'll do it again on our Wednesday, well, actually our Thursday show in our third hour, last two segments. Your chance to nail the score, win some prizes, bragging rights if you pick the game of the week if you correctly pick the winner and what the final score is. After that, we'll have one more nail to score, and it'll be on Monday, on our Monday to Tuesday show. So I guess really Tuesday early, because, of course, then we hit the holidays, Christmas Eve and Christmas and whatnot. So we won't be doing that, needless to say, on Christmas night or Christmas morning or any of that. It'll be a couple of days before it. And then there we are at the end of the season. So week 15 wraps up with Baltimore beating Detroit 18-16. And how crazy it was. The Ravens really shook off the Lions, who on Sunday were in first place in the NFC North by the end of the day. And now on Monday, they are in third place. And how do they do it? With an incredible 61-yard kick. Justin Tucker, 61 yards, 38 seconds to play. His sixth field goal of the game for the Ravens. So then they end up beating the Detroit Lions. It's just been that kind of season. Matt, what a wild finish to all the things that you and I have talked about when we've re-racked and talked a little football here on the show. A crazy finish. It's not the record. 63 is the record, and that was just tied this year.
Oh, 64.
64 is the record, and it was just tied this year again. But 61. Who broke it?
The record was 63.
Oh, it was 63, Tom Dempsey. Yeah, that's right.
Dempsey, Akers, and Jason Elam had 63-yard field goals, and then this year, Matt Prater, the Broncos kicker, kicked a 64-yard field goal.
Yeah. That was just a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And so now his 61 is still, wow, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You don't see that. You don't hit 61. That's not normal.
And
that's
like,
not just normal range.
The difference with this kick is that it was at the end of the game to win a game. I think almost all those other ones, well, no, the Dempsey field goal was one to win the game, too, but I think the Elam and the Akers kick and the Prater kick, they were all halftime kicks, so it's the end of the half. And if you miss it, not really that big of a deal, as long as they don't return it, obviously. But, yeah, the Dempsey kick was one to win, and that actually was against the Lions as well. So of the big kicks, two of them have been used to defeat the Lions.
Oh, that's awful. That's right. Oh. That's terrible. That's wild. And Prater, I remember it now. Prater's was, it was 64 against, I thought it was 64 against the Titans, right?
I think so.
It was 64 against
the Dempsey kick, though, was against the Lions to win it.
Yeah. It was against the Lions for that one, but Prater's was 64 against the Titans, and that was crazy, because now you're right, he flat out owns that record, and I don't know that anyone breaks that. The 61 is still incredible. When you start anything over 60, and especially depending on the conditions, but just in general, and listening to Justin Tucker afterwards talk about hitting it, he said he didn't really get all of it. He didn't really get all of it, but he felt like it was going to just get in there, so he felt good about it, but he still says, that was his reaction. Oh, geez, I didn't really get all of it. Imagine if he had gotten all of it. He would have just smashed it through even further.
And I was watching that live when it happened, and it looked, at first I thought it was going to go just wide and be a little short, but it kind of started coming back towards the inside of the post. And it cleared it. It was definitely close, but I don't know how much further you would have been able to kick it from, but, I mean, six field goals, and he had just hit, I think, a 55-yarder before that. So the last two were like 55 yards and then 61 yards, and that's your game winner right there. And then Stafford, I mean, you still have the best wide receiver in the game in Calvin Johnson, and he throws this ball. I don't know if you saw it, but it was Burleson, like just in the middle of the field and high toss, and I don't know. I mean, not a lot of people are talking about Stafford choking in games like they are with Romo, but he's another one where he hasn't been really coming through in the clutch.
No, and he's still young into that career in a sense with the Lions, but he's kind of makes those mistakes, the same thing, throwing those clutch interceptions, And there was, what, hardly any time left on the clock. I mean, you know,
there was about 37 seconds, but they had all three of their timeouts, though. So
that's right.
Theoretically, right. They would have been able to get there. And they have David Akers as their kicker now, who, you know, has some range as well, having just kicked that 63-yarder when he was with San Francisco. So you would think that, theoretically, they would have had enough time to get up there and at least try a field goal that would have won the game. And I don't know, in my opinion, the Detroit Lions, and this has been the case for a long time, but especially the last 2 years, they've had a ton of talent on both sides of the ball, and they just can't win. And you got to think that Schwartz is done there.
Yeah, because you can't, if you have that many years in a row where you're so close, and you mentioned it with Johnson, Calvin Johnson, Megatron, to have somebody like that on your team and to just squander it away. You know, it's, you think of the Detroit Lions and think of another player that was squandered away. Think of Barry Sanders. Think of the years that the Detroit Lions have had some decent players. They had a superstar, and they haven't, and then they didn't produce a championship. They didn't, I mean, ultimately they didn't win a Super Bowl or even get close to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Barry Sanders was by far my favorite player growing up. So I always said that, you know, they never had a quarterback for him. And once they finally got Herman Moore as a wide receiver, and he was there for a couple of years, but then he had injury problems. But, I mean, they had a decent enough team if they could just get a quarterback, and he was stuck with people like Eric Kramer and who was the Miami Dolphins backup, Scott Mitchell. Went in there, too. I mean,
yeah,
it was
terrible.
Rodney Pete, Andre Ware. They just kept going through all these quarterbacks
Journeyman.
That couldn't
yeah.
win.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah. we're going through that here in Minnesota with Adrian Peterson. A lot of people think that we're wasting his best years by not having a good quality quarterback. And
yeah.
I don't know. I think the Lions need to make a change. When you have all that talent, look at the defensive line. The defensive backs are pretty decent, too. But that defensive line, and then the running backs with Bush and Bell, they have Stafford, you have Calvin Johnson, the best wide receiver in the game, who's almost unstoppable, and they just, I mean, they're always on the bubble of making the playoffs. Some years they make it, some years they don't. I think, what was it, last year they finally made it, but they can't win any games, and I don't know, my opinion, Schwartz needs to go.
No, absolutely. He's probably one of the first guys that gets the pink slip. And now at this point, the NFC North, it's crazy. Chicago's 8-6. Green Bay is 7-6. Detroit is 7-7. They really, really blew that. Minnesota, the crazy thing about how crappy the Vikings have played this season is they actually could have been in the middle of this with how awful the NFC North is, but they blew too many games in the beginning of the season for sure. So very, very strange NFL. Don't forget, you can play Nail the Score Thursday in our third hour, last two segments. You don't have to know anything about football. You are just picking a team, picking a side, and a final score. Woo!
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.